I want to share with you today. The message, as you can see it on this, that we need to learn something about afflictions of the righteous. It's a very big and large message. We can do it, but I just take something, and maybe you will have time when you will be home just to meditate about the righteous and the afflictions, because it seems to be like something that is, we cannot expect a righteous to be in afflictions, to face trials in his life after receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. We know that when Jesus saves us, he saves us from so many things. And when we are trying to say that as a righteous, we still can face afflictions, we cannot understand. But it is the way it is. Let us turn again to the book of, to this Psalms 34. We are starting by verse 14 up to 20. I was reading English. Okay. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hear them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed into in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. This book of Psalms have so many ideas, and if we can learn, we can study this book, we will have a big picture on how God is dealing with his people. And when we say that the righteous are facing so many troubles, so we can, when we come to Jesus, we have ideas and we have expectation, saying, okay, now I came from the evil states. Now I'm going to the righteous place where good, I will face them, I will be enjoy to be with the Lord, enjoy to live a Christian life, be happy, and because I'm in good fellowship with my Heavenly Father. So many things will be passing away. This is the expectation we come with when we we see when we say that we need to go to Jesus Christ, he's waiting for us so that he can give us life. And starting by this, we can say this, we can understand that some of the particular righteous persons, when we say this, because it's in a plural situation, the righteous, many, not only one, but so many people who are righteous, they have afflictions. And when we think about it, is particular peoples that my trial, my affliction can be different to yours. His can be different to hers. Everyone in his context, he may have some of the problems he may face. Let me start by saying, when the righteous are made mention, when we mention the righteous, we can also include the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He can be also said like another righteous, who is both as God, as man, and as mediator, and etc. He also, as God, as man, as mediator, there is some affliction, but as God, it's not possible to say that Christ as God can face afflictions. No affliction can happen to God. But as a man, because he was born, like he done himself, he covered his glory, and he was seen like a man, he faces some afflictions. And this was for the benefit of me and you. We know that he endured affliction from men, from the devil, from God himself. When he was accomplishing his ministry on earth, when he was preaching the gospel, when he was healing people, sometimes you could see him, you can hear him saying, "I'm tired." Sometimes he could cry. Jesus cried. He shed tears. I think, yes, sometimes we can shed tears because we are happy. We are full of happiness. Because of that, emotionally, we start shedding tears. But sometimes when we mention about tears, we want to show that there is something which is hurting in our heart. We have a problem. We have difficulties. We don't know how to come from the difficulties, and we start shedding our tears. Jesus did the same when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. When he feel the problem he will face, he will be beaten all overnight. He will be crucified. He will be having so many problems. And he feel his soul. This is why he said that the body, the flesh, is weak. Is weak. He felt difficult problems. He felt that this is things. This is why he asked his father, "If it is possible, let this cup come out of me. But it's not what I want, but your will be done." Because he was determined to save us, to carry our burden, to pay the wage of our sins. So it was very difficult. So Jesus said, "If it is possible," I think this one is not, we cannot undo it. But he says, "Let your will be done." So
He was in front of the devil. If you can see the protoevangelium passage in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 15, when he says, I will put enmity between you and the humankind, the son of man, he will beat you, I don't know how to call it this. He will beat you here and you will crush his head. So when Jesus was on the cross, he cried, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthan. My God, why have you forsaken me? It was hard for Jesus Christ when he said that. God allows this terrible situation to him because he was paying the wage of my sin, of your sin. Jesus went through trouble, through affliction, through trials, and the devil wanted that. The devil, for him, was okay. He said, okay, it's okay, this is what I intended, this is what I wanted. So, but God and Jesus Christ was accomplishing what he promised for me and for you. So this was done for our Lord Jesus Christ. He suffered in his body, he suffered in his soul, and he endured all this for the men. When they cried, they bring him to the king and says he must be crucified. And they didn't accept, the Jews didn't accept that Jesus Christ will be their king. They wanted to finish him. They wanted to kill Jesus. They didn't want to hear from God, from Jesus Christ. But this was done for our Lord Jesus Christ. And he did this to show what we will go through. This is what people who become Christians, they went through these things. In some countries, like those countries who are fighting the Christianity, it's hard to be a Christian. To declare yourself that you are Christian, it is hard. You will face trials. In Muslim countries, if you declare that you are Christians, so you put your life in danger, they will kill you. And what kind of killing you are going to face? If we can go back to the church history to know how the fathers suffered for their faith, it's terrible. I like to be in United States because here it says that in the constitution of this country, everyone can practice religion or not. If you want, you practice religion. So the people are free to preach the gospel. People are free to print the message from the Bible in the U.S. It's okay. It's a very nice place. And this country was also founded with people from Europe who came here, and this country was a Christian country. This is why God blessed this country. And the people who live in the U.S., who have not yet traveled outside of U.S., to have experience to other countries, they don't know what is happening with the Christianity. They think that it is easy things. They think that, it's okay, it's like, we in the U.S. we are okay. You can write on the back of your car Jesus is the king. Jesus is my king. Jesus is my Lord. Other country, you cannot write like that. You cannot reach back home when you do like that in other countries. There are churches who are underground. They are not seen. You can't say anything about Christianity. But here, we are blessed. And it's okay. Some of the difficulties that people are facing in other countries, they don't look like here. They are not uniform. The way people are facing some of different trials in Africa, it's not the same way people are facing in the U.S. Not the same way in the country like China, like, Russia, so many countries, the Muslim countries. But in every country, they have their own situation. And the people are suffering the different situation, different trials, which are not uniform. You cannot compare these things. It's like the disciples of Jesus Christ, when he ordered them to go out and preach the gospel, he says that you will face trials, you will face problems, and everyone, if you see how they died, so many of them were killed because of that, because of preaching the gospel. They were killed. They died. And others, even the one who was left, John, he also faced difficulties. He was almost dying, but God protected him because he wanted to give him the revelation about the new things to come. This is why he preserved him, so that he can give him those. So this started by the beginning of the church. And after that, we who are living now these days, those who are serving the Lord faithfully, they have problems. The world don't recognize you, and they cannot understand who you are, and they cannot be, they cannot approach you as such because you look different. You are not saying like them. You are not behaving like them. You have a different language. You have a different behavior. You look different. And the world, you are not fit to the world, because you are different. So all these are afflictions. Sometimes, if you can hear the testimony of different people, you will understand how these things work in the world today. When we come back to this scripture, you will hear what say, turn from evil and do good, and seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. Why the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous? Because they are people who are not secure in this world. Satan and his people, they go after them. They are making any of the tactics they can do so that they can finish them. Because you are there not to please the world, but to condemn the world by your behavior. You are saying the way of carrying the word of God, for them it is a fight you are doing. When you say you believe in Jesus Christ and they will have eternal life, you are fighting the Satan, and he opened the war against you. He don't want to hear that, because you are not calling people together, but you are sending them out. This is why you will not be happy. This is why you will not escape the affliction. Satan will prepare all the evil things to face you. And you need to stand firm, to understand that I'm not alone, but I'm with my Savior. I'm with God who called me. If I can look at my example, for example, let me say this. There is no hard times somebody can, a family can face as to be separated by your own blood children. It's very, very hard. You can separate, you can lose your money, you can lose your house, but it cannot shake you than lose your family. If we can go back to Job, the problem he faces, when they tell him that everything, the cow, everything was gone. He said, okay. He was not happy, but when they come and tell him that all your children were murdered, were killed, he fell down. He called upon the, why this? And me and my wife, Celestine, when we were in this time of the pandemic, we were thinking we can get sick with corona. Where is one of our child that can just see how we are suffering? No, they are very far from us, and they were not traveling, cannot travel from US to Africa. They cannot come this side. We were in a very hard time, and we were thinking if one of them get sick, even if we don't have a way to heal them, but they need to see the father, they need to feed the mother. So we were thinking, what have we done to accept to come in the US and left behind the children? How kind of parent we are? We were feeling every day guilty. We are not responsible. We are not good parents, because our children need us, need to be with us in this time of hardship. But all this for us was another kind of trials, another kind of trouble we had. But God continuously was helping, encouraging us and whatever. And we hope that one day we will stand, either you see them, we will stand here singing with them together. We hope that will happen one day. They will be here. Because God is our God. It can take long, but they will be here. I have two last bonds. I have two youngest sons. One is Joseph, the other one is Amani. Joseph says, I want to get baptized in this church. They are fellowshipping in one church, their Baptist church. Amani say, no, we will wait until we go to be baptized by our father, because he's our pastor. The other say, okay, yes, 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 we will wait. They are waiting. And when I heard that, I say, God, you see, they want to be with me. They want to get baptized. Because when I was home, when I was pastoring a church, I baptized the other one with all the other people I was baptizing. So they want to be baptized by me. So bring them here. So we are waiting the answer from the Lord. So that was not a good story that I have to share. But I want just to show these things. You have a picture of how people, especially those serving the Lord, are going through trials. If you look at the life of Paul was saying something. Before we go to Paul, can you please, someone, open the book of Jeremiah? Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 19. Before we come to the New Testament with Paul. Jeremiah 15, 19, one can read for me, please.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth.
Amen. I like this.
But you must not
repeat. Amen. Amen. Can you please repeat again? Take out from the. There's something you read there. You need to make a separation from the which is no good.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you take out the precious from the vial, you will be my mouth. You will be God's speaker. In French, it says, séparer ce qui est vil, tu seras la bouche de Dieu. The mouth of God. If you separate the evil to the precious, you put aside the evil and keep the precious, you will be the mouth of your Lord God. So you will speak God's word. You will carry the message of your Lord to the lost people. To separate from the evil to the precious, you go and take out the, because when we are in this world, we see the mixture. The good, the precious is in the evil. So you need to take out the precious so that you can become the mouth of God. You can become the servant of the Lord. You can have the word from God to tell the people. People, they need to know, to hear something from God. There's nobody who wants to hear something from me. I don't have anything to tell people. Who am I? What I have to tell people? But I need to take from God's treasury and show to his people. Because I'm only an instrument used by God. You go out. This is what he tells Jeremiah. Jeremiah was born like me and you, but God uses him. You remember, you remember the problem Jeremiah faces in his time. But you remember people like Elijah. Elijah had a problem. with the false prophet. He thought that he was left himself, and Jezebel was after him because he was fighting God's prophet. And he saw that I was left myself, but they are looking for my life. He tries to run away. And he gets tired. God came where he is. Where are you going? What are you doing here? Oh, no, you know, oh, you know. He started bringing excuses like me and you. We can bring excuses because of the affliction we are going through, because of the problem we are traveling. No, you still have something to do. I know that you are hungry. He saw, how do you call that in English? The bird which brought something to, that brought the water and the bread to him. So he saw God send, God can send even the birds to feed God's people. God can do that. When, oh my God. Okay, God is a merciful God. God is wonderful. When you are hungry, when you cannot walk, just remain faithful. Separate the evil from separate the pressures from the evil things, you will see what God will do for you. You will see. He's faithful. He tells Elijah, just raise up and go. And he went to meet. He says, don't fear. I have other faithful prophets that I kept. You are not alone. I'm not alone here. And you are not. You have brothers and sisters who have faith like you. So, God cannot let you be alone. He can expose you. God can expose you because you become a very good fighter. You are strong in faith. He can use you to face the devil's army. I have this one, the soldier who left. I expose him to you. You are not doing anything to him. This is why he exposed Job to Satan. Did you see my servant? Yes, I saw him. He need to be faithful. You know how you surrounded him with the good things. He have to listen to you, to worship you. He exposed him, and he had a problem. It's terrible, dangerous if God could start. You are faithful, and God start exposing you. You will see, you will hear, you will cry. God exposed his son to the devil's army, and Jesus cried out, why have you forsaken me? He exposed his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, and he cried. He exposed Job, and Job start cursing the womb who carry him. I cursed that day I was born because it was difficult. He cursed the day he was born. Terrible. He exposed Paul. Paul starts saying, I finished my course and this and this and this. And Paul started exposing Timothy. This is where we are going to end up. Started exposing Timothy. Paul, if you can see, First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6.
and verse 8. If somebody is ready, he can do that. Be sober. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6 and 8, please. And another one will be ready to read 2 Timothy 2, verse 3. Okay, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6 and 8. If you are ready, please, you can read that. Nobody is ready? Yes. 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 Amen. Be sober. You need to be awake, to be vigilant, to be ready, to open your eyes when you are a Christian. Because Satan is accusing you every day. And when he accuses you, he make a plan to see how he can put you away. He can just take you out from what you are doing. He can remove you from your comfort zone, from your happiness. He doesn't want you to be happy in the Lord every day. When the Lord say you need to be happy every day, Satan don't like that. He wants you to see you crying, even if he have no power to take you from the Lord, from the salvation you get from the Lord. He cannot take your eternal life. He has no power, but he wanted to see you crying. This is what he wants. Because when you will be crying, he will be happy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, say, suffer hardship. We are traveling a hard time in this world. We have problems. Even if you can have money, you can have a lot in the bank. You can have millions and millions. But in your body comes, the Satan comes and touch your body, gives you a sickness. He can bring you the cancer. Even if you are a millionaire, you become suffering with cancer. So many people were victims of corona. If you could see how people, I was watching how people with corona were suffering. It's terrible. They put something here. They put, I don't know. I see. This is terrible. If this attacks me, what will I do? This is terrible situation. People were dying. So many people left us. And others got mercy from the Lord. They were sick, but they didn't go through all these problems. So the hardship are there. After corona, just after corona, if you hear what, if you can see what is going through Ukraine. It's a terrible situation. Why people could do this? Why? Why? All these are Satan's tactics to take out the joy so that you can continue crying. If you can just see what is going through in our places, East Africa, East Congo, how people are living there. No joy will hear. So problems and problems. So
when we engage ourselves in the gospel, we accept everything from the devil. If you want to have problems, be faithful and allow yourself to become God's mouth, God's spokesman. You will see what Satan is going to show you. But you remember that when I stand firm, God is behind me. He's exposing me, but he's behind me, near me. He don't want me to lost, to die. He told Satan, don't touch his heart. Everything you can touch, but don't touch his heart. Don't kill him. He didn't allow Satan to do that. And he's not allowing Satan to do anything to take out your life. But you can have problems. You need to stand firm. And if you stand firm, you will have good reward from heaven. God will reward you. You will say in your life, come to me, my son, because you have fought a good fight. This is your reward. And they will be happy every day. So it's good to face affliction, because when we finish this, our reward is very big. So it's better for us to go through afflictions, because God will deliver us from all this. All this, because there are many and different kinds. But God will save us from all of them. God bless you.